This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Mark Bergen. Farmers across the country received more than $17 billion in federal crop insurance payouts after last year's drought. A report released today blames farmers for not doing enough to shield the soil against the heat. Bill Wheelhouse reports.
The Natural Resources Defense Council says farmers could have greatly reduced losses if they had been working to improve soil health. The NRDC suggests that planting certain grasses and legumes and implementing a set of soil conservation practices could nearly drought-proof fields. That would save farmers a lot of headache and taxpayers a lot of money. Many farmers, though, aren't exactly sold on the report's findings. Doug Wilson is a farmer in Livingston County, Illinois, which had the highest crop insurance payout in the nation. He says it would have been hard for those practices to fend off last year's extreme heat and dryness. He paraphrased former President Dwight Eisenhower when reacting to the report.
It's a lot easier to farm with a pencil from 1,000 miles away than it is to actually have your hand on a plow.
Bill Wheelhouse, Harvest Public Media.
Traffic offenses committed near emergencies on Missouri highways could lead to new penalties. Violations for speeding or passing within an emergency zone when responders are present would carry a $250 fine on top of any existing penalties. The new law creates the offense of endangerment of an emergency responder. It would include passing within an emergency zone, speeding by at least 15 miles per hour, and using a lane not marked for motorists. The highway legislation will take effect Wednesday. Governor Jay Nixon is asking the federal government to issue a major disaster declaration for 22 southern Missouri counties hit hard by this month's floods. Nixon said today the costs of emergency response and repairs will be high. The flood that resulted from nearly 2 weeks of heavy rain caused widespread damage across the southern tier and left at least three people dead. Nixon announced his request in Conway, where the wastewater treatment system was heavily damaged. The governor is asking the federal government to clear the way for individual and public assistance in 14 counties. Dozens of new state laws take effect in Missouri tomorrow. They include one that creates new tax credits designed to lure amateur sporting events to the Show Me State, such as NCAA tournament basketball games and Olympic trials. It was sponsored by Republican Senator Eric Schmidt of St. Louis County.
It's an opportunity for us as a state to move forward and attract these really important events that can generate a lot of revenue, not just for the state, but for those businesses, those restaurants, those bars, the hotels that support these major events. And I think it'll be great.
Another new law taking effect tomorrow will replace concealed carry endorsements with concealed carry permits and transfer their oversight from the Department of Revenue to local sheriff's offices. For KBIA News, I'm Mark Bergen.